might say that rural Oklahoma's first problem when it comes to healthcare is lack of access. There just aren't enough doctors to care for everyone. But that's just the beginning.
I'm Stacy Pace. I'm the director of the Southeast Oklahoma Rural Health Network. And we are right now composed of four hospitals in the southeastern part of Oklahoma. That's McCurtain County Hospital, Choctaw and Pushmataha County Hospital, and McAllister Regional.
Right now, the network is addressing another huge problem in both rural and urban healthcare systems, and that's that providers don't do a good job of sharing information about their patients.
Say you're a provider and you refer someone out and they go to a doctor, well, they may not ever come back and tell you what's going on with them. So that they kind of get lost in the cracks there.
It's true, more and more providers do keep electronic medical records, but that doesn't make sharing much easier.
That's very hard to do with the current electronic health systems that each person has because they're all different. They don't interface together and they're really not able to talk together very well.
Enter My Health Access Network.
To boil it down, basically what we are doing is providing physicians with complete overview of where that patient has been in the healthcare system.
That's Janice Horowitz, Director of Business Development for MyHealth.
Where they've been treated, what medications they're on, what allergies they have, what immunizations they've had, what procedures they've had, what their lab results are, all of that is going to be accessible to physicians in one location.
The idea is that different doctors won't do things like duplicate procedures for new patients, they'll already have earlier results, or emergency rooms won't give patients something they're allergic to. These kinds of things happen a lot today, keeping costs high and ideal health outcomes low.
It helps doctors make better medical decisions, basically.
She says it's a simple concept faced with complex implementation. It's a major technical challenge to standardize everyone's records in a form that incorporates all the relevant information and is easy to use for doctors. But MyHealth has made a lot of progress, and right now it's well into its provider recruiting campaign. Friday was its second annual Healthcare Quality Summit, which is a major part of that effort. Dr. Daniel Duffy is the Dean of the University of Oklahoma's School of Community Medicine. He explains that there's definitely a critical mass of participation that's necessary for the network to be effective.
If there's only one EMR, like if only OU is in it, who needs it? Because we already have that data at OU. But if there's OU, St. John's, OSU, St. Francis, Utica Park, all in there, then any one of our patients that may go to the other place for care for whatever reason, the information will be available to us where we see the patient.
So we've reached that critical mass already?
I think we're there. It's being loaded right now. I'm told that St. Francis, St. John's, and Hillcrest hospitals have all been loaded. So we're probably getting close to that critical mass.
He says OU is one of a few subscribers to be piloting the system and that they've had good results so far. Other subscribers, like the Southeast Oklahoma Rural Health Network, will go live in a month or two. There is a small subscription fee. One challenge the service will face will be maintaining financial sustainability once the 3-year Beacon Community Ward is over next April. Ensuring that sustainability has been a major focus of MyHealth's work over the last year. I'm Katherine Roberts, KWGS News.